Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and we are going to spend the next couple of hours talking about great stories from our state with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. I always enjoy talking with him, and it's nice to be talking with him during our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for our programs. So step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And here to help me along, Rob Ferret, he's the on-air host.
I host, I produce. I'm a triple threat.
You're a
sing,
triple
dance, act, all of it, Larry.
Play the saxophone.
I do. Actually, that is what I actually do. You don't want to see me dance, though.
I've seen you play the saxophone. You're pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, member drives, Larry, are an important time to make sure the funding is in place for the news and information you rely on from WPR. Your gift is going to fund The Larry Mueller Show and all the other WPR programs you value. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio means listener-supported radio.
That's it. And listener support is really at the core of all we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's helped us stick around for 100-plus years now, hopefully 100-plus more. We appreciate all of our funding streams, but listener support is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. Your gift of any amount really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm betting that WPR is personally important to you, and it's probably also important to you that everyone in the state has access to the high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of maybe $10 a month or $120. And by the way, get that matched dollar for dollar during this all-day $50,000 match we have going on today. When you do that, you're not only doing something great for yourself, it's something good for the whole community. WPR is listener supported. That's why your gift is so important. Participate right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Why, indeed. Why, indeed. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution during our winter member drive. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has a big impact.
And giving to WPR is super easy. It takes just a couple few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, maybe $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of great programming. Show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
You might be wondering, how much should I give? Well, here's the deal. That's up to you. Your contribution of any amount is going to be turned into programs that will keep you informed and entertained all year long.
Make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you for making an investment that serves your whole community.
You might think, oh, my contribution, it's not enough. It's not going to go a long way. Well, here's the deal, though. It gets added to your neighbor's gift and the person across town and across the state. It all adds up, and it works best when everybody joins in. And some extra encouragement today, we have this $50,000 dollar-for-dollar match. It's still in effect, so give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
And you can ask for your WPR window cling today. It features our WPR logo and will tell everyone you're a proud supporter and yours for a gift. Actually, any amount.
That's right. Any amount, you grab that window cling at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And hey, if you're not a sustainer, Become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations to your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your reliable gift will give reliable support for the programs you love.
Gail in East Troy says, I'm so thankful for the news and information that WPR provides. WPR is an important part of your day, and I bet it's part an important part of your day. Your gift right now, powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I'm betting that Rob will come back.
I will.
But I want to turn my attention to Mike Beto now, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Mike and I have been talking together for a long time. Mike, great to have you back.
It's always fun to come back and chat with you and the listeners, Larry. And, yeah, we've been ham and egging it for about 14 years now. It's been fun. And you know, a lot of people do come up to me and they'll say, the case in point, a freight, LTL freight truck driver, a semi driver, delivered our office copies of the magazine here last time around. I think he's based out of Rhinelander. He gets out and he says, what's this here? It's magazine office. He goes, are you that guy that's always on the radio with Larry Mueller? And I said, here's a magazine. He goes, would you sign this? I would if I could write my name.
Oh, that's a great story, Mike. I really appreciate it. And did you give him the February, March issue, or was that earlier in the time?
Exactly. The February, March issue, he was a new driver to us. He brought it here, got him here in good shape, and I'm ready to talk about it. The thing about this is February, March is usually stacked really full of stories. The usual tourism ads just drop off a little bit, giving us a little more elbow room to really get out there and broadcast some stories. So I'm ready.
Well, and there are a lot of fun stories in this issue of the magazine. You know, one that I've sort of resonated with, you know, you call a business or you're calling somebody, and what do you get? You get often a recorded message. And it's sometimes not as pleasant as it was for the gal who was a switchboard operator.
And, you know, answering service. People have forgotten this kind of stuff. That you're talking about a story sent to us, again, by one of our readers, okay? We have a little department in here called My First Job, and people share, you know, what it was like when they went to work for their first real paycheck. And we'll hear from people who were busboys or waitstaff in restaurants, a service station mechanic. This is the first time we've ever run into somebody who worked at an answering service. Now, what's that? Everyone knows what voicemail is, of course, and everybody's now relegated to phone trees whenever you make a call somewhere to get a little info. You're punching numbers, and it takes quite a lot to hear a human voice. Well, Beth Cordes in 75, she was 17 in Milwaukee, and she took a job at Jack Barber's telephone answering service downtown. Now what's that? So she took a series of buses from school, and she took some extra clothing because she's going to spend some time there at the office, and she got there. Answering machines were pretty much non-existent then, and a lot of businesses, I think wisely, preferred to have a real live person answer their phone after hours. Also, some clients needed emergency calls to come through. A doctor comes to mind, maybe a emergency road service, you know, serving people with blown tires and things. So there is an emergency sort of aspect to this. And so what she'd do is sit in front of a switchboard, just like the old movies, with all the tentacles of the cords hanging out at her. And she had a little light, and in would come a call, and she would plug that cord into the lit up socket, and she had a little pigeonhole she pulled out with the greeting for every one of her 50 clients on that board. And she would have to read it a certain way, and then she would have to take the message, then she would have to convey the message back to the client. Now, that sounds easy. But when you're juggling 50 of them, and some of them might be a little bit impatient, and some of them might be a little bit cranky, and you know, sometimes the clients themselves are stopping in and into the office to pick up their questions. Sometimes they'll call on their own just to see how good the service is. It'd be a little mystery call. So she's going along in her job, and there were some doctors that needed to be contacted if somebody had a problem. In that case, and she's 17, there's a bunch of teenagers here handling these life and death calls coming in, and the manager made the determination if they were going to disturb the doctor. Some had very early forms of car phones at the time. And do we crank it up and give it to the doctor? Yeah, okay. If that happened, now here's
this is
technology.
This is high tech you're going to hear now.
High tech. So she gets Dr. Smith on the line, and she says, so-and-so is having a breathing problem. Here, your patient. And she would take one handset of a regular corded phone, and she would lay it on the desk. Then she would take the other handset. She would rotate them around, lay them next to one another, then walk out of the room and close the door so they could speak in private. There weren't HIPAA laws back then.
And sometimes she'd forget to hang it back up again.
Yeah, and then the doctor was screwed up, and so he'd have to go find a payphone downtown in Milwaukee and plug if he had the right change and call and say, hang up the phone, for goodness sake.
And the one that amazed me, too, is there was some business that was offering songs or something.
Oh, KTEL.
KTEL, that was it.
KTEL, the one in Eau Claire was... Oh, it'll come to me. Anyway, KTEL, 50 greatest hits of fill in the blank of the music artist, and she said, is late at night, a little bit later when the TV ad rates went down, here came the KTEL commercials, and they give the 1-800 number, and the moment that thing ended, everything would light up because everybody's ordering the Everly Brothers or Frankie Avalon or something, and she's got to get...
She's got to write it all down. Yeah, she's got to get all the orders correct.
Well, those guys at KTEL had, I mean, here they got an order taker for free. You know, here, take all the orders and get them accurate and send them to us and make sure the money comes in. You know, but that's an example of something that's very unique and different. I mean, yeah, the guy working at the IGA, those are kind of don't break the eggs. Those are those are interesting, but something like this is quite different, and that's why I say opening up the reader mail is a little bit like Christmas here because you don't know what the heck's going to come out of the package sometimes.
Oh man, you're sure right about that, Mike Bino of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And I almost never know what's going to come out of Rob Ferret's mouth either, to be perfectly honest. But I'm betting he's going to be talking about our winter member drive. And remember, your support, it's really an essential piece of the funding for the shows that you rely on. And this drive is your time to take some action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org at 888-202-2552. Would you agree with that?
I am unpredictable. I was going to read from the draft of my new novel, Larry, but I guess instead I'll go along with you. I'll follow your lead. I'll talk about Wisconsin Public Radio. And, you know, our listeners agree. We've heard it again and again. WPR is an indispensable service for information, connection, inspiration in Wisconsin. We are counting even more on your support now to ensure we can build a future where we continue to serve the needs of everybody in our Wisconsin community. Let's keep WPR strong together. Join in right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love talking with Mike Bino, and yeah. I love getting a copy of Our Wisconsin Magazine. It's filled with great stories and the story Mike just talked about.
I want to get a switchboard here at WPR. I know it wouldn't be efficient at all, but that'd be cool.
Oh, man. But, you know, shows like this, I think, are a benefit to everybody. Make you think back, for some of us who are old enough to think back, and others who aren't old enough to say, oh, it was done that way? I mean, this is listener-supported radio. You're not going to find anything like it, I don't think, anywhere else. And when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Yeah, you can crank up your crank phone, ask Mabel to connect you to Aurora 2252. No, wait. Let's go with the newfangled number, 888-202-2552, the number to call to make your gift, or give online at WPR.org. And, you know, we've got this dollar-for-dollar match going on today, Larry, all day. We're trying to get to $50,000 throughout the day. I think we're at $20,000 so far. You can get your gift doubled right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, Rob, you probably know this, but maybe not everybody. More than 27,000 WPR members are proud sustainers. That means they make ongoing monthly gifts to WPR.
And you can also provide that reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about. Become a sustainer now. Choose an amount, $10, $20 a month, you pick. Then set it up to be ongoing. It's easy to do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We welcome your gift of any amount in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, no matter the size of your gift, you can ask for the WPR window cling as your thank you gift.
It's clear and it'll look really great anywhere you want to stick it to show support.
It also says proud supporter. I would probably put it on my car window.
My kitchen window, right in the front of the house.
It is great at showing I am proud to be a supporter.
Ask for your window cling with your donation of any amount. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret. Your support during our drive makes the news, the conversations, the music you enjoy on WPR possible. And your gift, 10, 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
People of Wisconsin have access to great independent news, meaningful conversations, great advice, and historical anecdotes here on the Larry Mueller Show, because tens of thousands of individuals and households choose to support WPR.
And we work on the honor system here. Join this team effort with your gift right now. $10 a month, maybe you decide the amount. Or no, you should decide the amount. And then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today is a great day to double your impact. Join in right now and get in on this $50,000 dollar-for-dollar match going on. Thanks to current listeners who are challenging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Two for one here. You've got a lovely WPR window cling as a thank you gift for your donation of any amount during this drive. I'm going to stick mine. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this the other day.
The front windshield, right in front of where you're driving.
No. I'm going to stick it on my front door.
Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Because then people will actually, they'll be 2 feet away from it, mm-hmm. and they'll actually see it.
And they'll press the door, their ears up against your door to see if they can listen in on Wisconsin Public Radio because you got it cranked on your radio. Perfect.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
That's a pretty good plan. You can grab yours with your gift right now. And hey, if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, that is awesome. Thank you. Think about increasing your support of WPR by $2, $3, $5, $10, $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, you can make that boost at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Emily in Madison says, I appreciate the news coverage and stories shared on WPR. What about you? Make your gift right now. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you with us as we talk with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Great to have him with us. And by the way, you can join in, too. I don't think I gave him the number the first time around. 1-800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Or shoot us an email to talk@WPR.org. Maybe you've got an idea for a story. Maybe you've got a question. Or maybe you just have a comment on a past story that Mike has told in Our Wisconsin Magazine. Join in, talk@WPR.org. Forget about the slashing. let's go back to Tom Davis, Mike. Tom Davis, you know, we all love dogs, and we talked about dogs past week or so on the show, and Tom Davis had a story about his dog Traveler, which I liked a lot.
Well, Tom Davis has kicked around Wisconsin a long time. He's an Iowa boy, but he's got a deep conservation background, and he's wrote a long time for Wisconsin Trails on Wisconsin topics, but his first love is the outdoors, and he's in a lot of national publications. We're lucky to have him here. He's living in the town of Alloway, right about where I grew up now. But yeah, Tom always keeps two dogs, and they're always hunting dogs. Usually they're English setters, just setters, and he likes pointing dogs, and he came to me with the idea of just doing a story about his dogs. And we don't get real deep into hunting here, just maybe a little bit in the fall. This is general interest. Well, somebody read the story you're talking about, and his letter's going in the next one. He said, I laughed all day thinking about that. And he said, the story Tom shared about his dog, he said, any dog lover would be walking down memory lane reading about this. His dog Traveler was a pointer, and he said he came from royal bloodlines, but he wasn't the best hunter in the world. He wasn't built like the confirmation judges would have kicked this dog out of any show, because he was heavy. He was jolly. Usually those dogs are sleek. He was very jolly, and Tom was taking his dog up to a field trial, and he's walking up the starting line, and one well-experienced person with a breed said, "Does that bulldog point?" and Tom said, "Yeah." He said, he kind of reminded him, he and his wife Joan, of Colonel Mustard, from the game Clue, and
he does look like Colonel Mustard, the dog,
in a private club with a fat cigar, sipping brandy from a snifter and reminiscing about the Boer War. That's his dog, and he goes through the maddening things that happen with dogs. So they'll, with their long tails, they're the enemy of every Christmas ornament or glass bauble you have in your house. If you have a cat box, you better keep the door closed at times. And also the picture he painted of he's out for a walk with his wife Joan and Sophia, daughter, and she's young lady, little girl, I don't know, about 10, she's got her rollerblades, brand new, and she says, "Can Traveler pull me for a while?" Tom looks up Arrowhead Drive up toward Green Bay. That road travels up to a very, very busy Webster Avenue. But this neighborhood is kind of dead and dull, nothing going on, and it's going uphill. "Sure, go." She grabs on both hands. This dog takes off crazy, like he's they're mushing, and he's having a blast. And Tom's laughing. It's kind of funny watching this girl, behind this raging dog. "Traveler, whoa." Nothing.
Nothing.
"Whoa." Nothing. What? He pretty soon is running up the block screaming behind this dog because he's going to drag his daughter out into traffic, 200 yards up the road. Anyway, the dog finally got the message. He was using his dog voice, as Joan likes to say, and was having the time of his life. And You know, nobody died. The kids stayed up. No injuries. But some of the maddening things our favorite buddies do are extremely maddening at the time. But you can laugh. You can over time you can laugh at them.
Yeah, and the good thing is you remember. I was recalling experiences with my dogs, the ones that I've had in the past, and that brought back some really nice memories for me. That's one of the reasons I like that. That article a lot. It was fun. You know, I also got a kick out of the Birkebeiner story and the guy losing his hat.
Yeah. Now that's a fellow named Bob Kinderman, originally from Oshkosh. He's living in Trigo now, up near Spooner. So he's pretty close to. Kind of close to where they do the Birkebeiners, and I'm very glad. I was very glad to see they had abundant snow this year, and they could run that event and make 40,000, 50,000 people happy, 13,000 skiers. So Bob is sharing his reminiscence of his first Birkebeiner, and I think that's a little bit like. Going hunting, my first duck hunt, there's going to be some slapstick involved. So Bob didn't know what he was getting into. He went to UW Oshkosh and took a three-week intro to cross-country skiing course back in about 1978. And the teacher was just waxing eloquently about the beauty up near Hayward and the crowd and the fun. The Birkebeiner in 78, it was only in its fifth year. So Bob decides after 3 weeks of training, 3 weeks of instruction, not just training. Yeah. I mean, you put on the skis and learn how to, you know, step into the binding. I'm ready. You know, a confident college kid. So he gets his buddy Sean. They're both broke college kids, and they're going to go up and ski. So they borrowed his father's pickup truck with the old man capper like I have, no heat, no bunks, no nothing. They're pretty
and
much
no money.
Broke. Yeah, 30 bucks for a late fee. I mean, that about killed them. So they got a Coleman can stove and as much cheap spaghetti as they could buy with a kettle because they heard carbo loading is what you needed. And sports nutrition was in the Stone Age at that time. They went up there, and they couldn't afford a hotel, and so they pull into Telemark Lodge, and next day is going to be the big deal. So they get their bibs, and they retire to their freezing little capper, not camper, and start boiling spaghetti. So they horsed down a whole bunch, you know, and they made extra for breakfast, too, you know. So they work when they're cold, too. So they load up, and the next morning they get out there, and they saw this huge ski hill, which had a chairlift up it. In those days, you went from, you started in cable. Anyway, they were at the lodge. And they saw that hill, and they thought, well, that's just for the downhill. No, that was the start of it. So they climbed up a vertical hill almost, herringboning with their skis, and he said, I could have used my elbows for poles climbing up that thing. And then comes the other side when everybody crashed in a great big mob. And that was only 1 kilometer. You have 52 to go? So, yeah, he lost his hat. All the good skiers took off first, and then the rest of the less than adequate skiers came later. He lost his hat. His buddy said go. But they did make it. They made it all the way. They made it all the way, and he got back to the truck. They ate their cold spaghetti and had enough for gas money on the way home in the morning, and they could split a breakfast. Yeah, but this goes back to the roots of the Birkebeiner. Now it's, the most finely tuned athletes in the world, and you can ski along. Today, I guess you can ski alongside the most finely tuned athletes in the world, but there's an occasional guy in a chicken suit.
Oh, Oh, man. Mike Mino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Question, comment, story, give us a call. The number 800-642-1234. You can email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Oh, man. There's a story that I liked as well about a lighthouse keeper, written by the granddaughter of a lighthouse keeper.
Yeah, that is a lot of people have commented on that story. Now, the romantic notion, the romantic old tales of the intrepid lighthouse keeper standing out there in his slicker with his lantern and keeping the beacon going, keeping the foghorn going for to keep the mariners safe out on the ocean, let's say. That's very romantic. But, you know, with 800 miles of shoreline on the Great Lakes here in Wisconsin, we've talked about it before. It's a Midwestern state. It's meat and potatoes, but it's got a very maritime feel in parts of it. And the lighthouse keeper, the lighthouses were pretty much automated in the 40s, but still there are people who are parts of families who live that life. And we were fortunate enough to receive this story by Therese Wolfel of Green Bay. She's the granddaughter of a Great Lakes lighthouse keeper. She never met her grandfather. He died just months before she was born. But her mother, Vivian, kept a journal. And I think it was only after her mother, Vivian, died that she dug into this journal and started reading what that was like. Vivian kept this as a young girl, as a teenager, and she herself lived in three of the different lighthouses he was stationed at. He was stationed at Cana Island near Bailey's Harbor and North Point Light in Milwaukee, Harbor Light in Sheboygan, and Two Rivers, Raleigh's Point. And he started in the 1920s. He was a mariner involved in some pretty terrible storms. There was one of 2013 called the White Hurricane on Lake Erie. 250 lives were lost. That was the worst maritime disaster in Great Lakes history. And he and his mates just about froze. They were ice covered, but they lived. So he deeply understood the help that these sailors needed. He knew these guys. And so he got out, went to these lighthouses, and he did things like he would chisel the frost and the ice off of the windows where the beacon was behind, hanging off a rope 100 feet in the air. This woman saw her dad doing this. He would save the toughest jobs, painting the roof of the lighthouse for himself when he's in his 60s. And the growing up years that this lady, Vivian, lived with her father on the lighthouse has really shaped her life because the point of this, and this is an excerpt really from a book that Therese based, based off of the journals. Her mother was a very giving person, and she saw how her father risked his life to help others, and she spent her life inviting people into her home when they were hungry and things like that.
It's an amazing story. Yeah.
Her mother died early and dad kept the kids all together. Even though his life was a little bit unusual at these homes, he taught them about the stars and they got through it together. So very unusual story.
Yeah. Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, our guest today. Talking about unusual stories, we got an unusual guy here with us today, Rob Ferret. He's one of the strangest guys I've ever met in my life.
Thanks.
you could be our Wisconsin story just in and of yourself.
I'm pretty boring, though. These stories are way more interesting than I could tell. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about our member drive right now. And listeners, that means you provide the largest source of our funding here at WPR.org. Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I never operated a switchboard. I didn't have a weird bulldog. None of it.
You never operated a lighthouse?
No. Actually, that would be. I want to do that sometime. That I would do. Hey, Wisconsin Public Radio, lighthouses are not Rob Ferret powered, but Wisconsin Public Radio is listener powered. That means your support makes WPR's news, analysis, conversations, and weekend fun available not just for you, but for your entire community. Thanks for making WPR's public service mission possible with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Larry Miller Show, we focus on how to make your life better every day. We have practical advice. We talk about topics that affect your community, tell good stories. We talk about Wisconsin wildlife, interesting things going on at the university and the state, health issues, consumer protection, even sports.
And for example, we're speaking of storytelling. We're hearing some really fun, unique, quirky stories, little life-size pieces of Wisconsin history, and you make it all possible when you join in the conversation. And with your financial support, your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps interesting and lively conversations available to everybody.
Think about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, maybe takeout. It adds up, and it's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine, too. It's your source of connection, information, news, and so much more. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like Wisconsin Public Radio because the programming is excellent. I feel like being a listener and a contributor that it helps me be a little more in control of what's over the airwaves. Wisconsin Public Radio is important because all of us as a community are contributing and helping to make sure that we get balanced coverage on news and also a very positive listening environment. I find humor, and I love the political discussion that covers both sides of the issues, and I think that's really important. I'm Amy Kocha from Green Bay, and I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Amy, thank you very much. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our winter drive. Larry Miller here with Rob Ferret. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we're especially talking to you during this drive. We have ways to get in touch with our current members, but the best way we have to contact you is this, talking on the radio, talking online. The listener who hasn't given yet, you can join now through this very drive.
And if you've been listening, maybe you've only been listening for a few weeks, or maybe it's been months, maybe it's been years, and you haven't donated before, well, make today the day you become a WPR member. You're going to feel great, I know that for sure, and I hope you will join in. You're going to benefit from your contribution for sure. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This successful member drive is going to happen when everybody joins in. To encourage you, we have a $50,000 dollar-for-dollar match. It's still in effect. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
Allison Tyler's got to send us another update on how we're doing with that, with the drive, or at least I haven't seen
an update.
I haven't
seen an update in a while, yeah.
Yeah, what the heck is Allison up to anyway?
Taking all those gifts, I guess.
I suppose. I maybe she's too busy answering the phone. Let's talk about window clings for just a second.
Let's do that.
Yeah, WPR window cling. It features our WPR logo, and we'll tell everybody you're a proud supporter. Yours for any gift, a gift of any amount, let's put it that way, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Lucy had a nice comment.
Yeah, Lucy says, I listen to the Larry Miller Show every day. Fantastic, Lucy. Thank you for listening, and thank you so much for giving to support the Larry Miller Show and all the other great programs here on WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thank you. Great to have you with us today on WPR News as we visit with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And Mike, Eileen in West Salem emailed to talk about an article she read in our Wisconsin about the Mindoro Cut. When Eileen taught at Mindoro Elementary School, they had a speaker who came from Minneapolis. He said to the kids, "You don't need to visit Valley Fair. You have the best roller coaster here on Highway 108. The highway name was changed to County Highway C, but the curvy road going through Mindoro Cut hasn't changed."
Well, that'd make a whale of a good ski hill. It's 7% yeah. grade, and the state won't go over 8%, I believe, in making any modern highways today. When you said West Salem, instantly that popped to mind. So, yeah, the Mindoro Cut, built in 1907, 07 and 08, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places, Southern La Crosse County. It's the second deepest hand-hewn road cut in the country, possibly in the Western Hemisphere. They're thinking it's second only to the Panama Canal. It's a cut through the stone. The stone ridge is there. The interesting thing is it was all done by hand.
Yeah. And if you look at the photo, you think about it, how much work had to go into that.
Oh, well, the reason for this is because Phillips Ridge, and of course we're talking about the Driftless region with those gorgeous ridges that make it look like Switzerland, they're pretty steep sometimes, and this one was very steep. And the dairy farmers back then, well, you work all day milking your cows, but then you got a day-long trip to get the milk to the creamery in the days before thickly insulated trucks and such. They had to go way around this ridge to get to the creamery, so they decided to do something about it. And the county got after this project. By the way, at the end, the creamery, the cheese and butter had to get to market, so they had to get it to the railhead at West Salem. So that's another day. So they set about doing this project, and they thought this ridge was underlain by a substrate of sandstone, which sadly wasn't the case. It's dolomite, which isn't granite, but it's a little bit harder than sandstone. So these men with pickaxes, and they were paid $1.25 an hour, that's equivalent to about $40 an hour today, got up there and started taking this stuff off by hand. No horses, no mules, no oxen to haul it down the hill because it's just too steep. Every load was taken down with a wheelbarrow. And the story then is the man running the job, Lewis Miller, he would fire any man who dumped his wheelbarrow three times. So you not only had to be strong as you wheeled this thing down a plank, you had to have some pretty good balance yourself. And numerous people walked off the job. They weren't up to it. But in a little over a year's time, they got that thing done. And 74 feet deep in stone, 86 feet long, 25 feet wide, and today it's very big with the biker clubs, the classic car clubs, people wanting to go out and do a little sightseeing summertime, but also through fall of the year. That's one of the beautiful spots that they go to and try to, to drink in some of the Wisconsin landscape. But if you look at pictures from way back when, it looks pretty much like the pictures taken today, and that's because it's never been improved upon. The roadbed's been repaved, but they haven't taken any more rock off that thing since they did it by hand in 1908.
It's an amazing story, and I love the. I'm glad you had that photo to go along with it because it really. You look at that and think, how in the heck were they able to do it? Mike Beno, editor of our Wisconsin magazine, and if anybody could have done it, it would have been Rob Ferret. He probably all by himself.
All those rocks, yeah. Breaking rocks in the hot sun, like the song says.
Breaking rocks in the hot sun. Oh, man. Here we are at our Wisconsin Public Radio winter member drive. Rob Ferret with me, and as a WPR listener, you know you'll always hear something interesting when you tune in, and I bet a lot of people are going to drive over there and take a look at that Mondoro Pass. Oh, man. As a listener, you'll always hear something interesting, and that makes one good reason why you ought to give us some support here as we move along today. Support the programs that you rely on when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make this show and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Wisconsin Public Radio is always looking to the future. We've been around for more than 100 years and will continue to serve you and your community for years to come. But that future counts on you right now. Let's keep WPR strong together. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A lot of fun stories there today, Larry.
I love always talking with Mike Bino. Mike does a wonderful job, and he's going to be with us through the next hour as well. So we've got some great stories coming up to talk with him about. We're listener-supported here, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and then make your gift.
Make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. Choose an amount that's right for you, maybe $5 or $10 or $20 a month, then have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
And then when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift just continues year after year, so your support's always current. And you can start your ongoing monthly gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Powerful way to support the programs you love.
I'm Sheree from Waupun. I will always care about the state of Wisconsin because of WPR. And that's a big thing for me to say. WPR has always been a positive experience. Even when it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted to hear, I always appreciate the opposite side. And I don't always understand the opposite side. I certainly don't always like it. But to hear it is important.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
You can do that. Go to WPR.org and make your contribution or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret asking for your support for the quality program you value with WPR with your gift right now during our drive. Your contribution, $10, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a big difference.
When you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, that's an important first step. There's another step you can take, though. Become a financial supporter.
And that's an important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it is very easy to donate. I can tell you that for sure. Decide how much you'd like to give, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose. Take a couple of minutes and go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Today is a great day to give because you can double your impact. Join in now and get in on this $50,000 dollar-for-dollar match we've got going on right now. So if you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
And we've got a lovely WPR window cling as a thank you gift for your donation of any amount during the drive. You'll enjoy seeing it wherever you put it, on a window or your car or on your front door, wherever you do it. But do it right now, though, and make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you are already a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, that's fantastic. Thank you. Think about making today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5, $10, or even $50 a month. That's also eligible for that dollar-for-dollar match. Whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Janice in Lake Villa, Illinois says, I want to support what I learn every day on WPR. Well, what about you? With your gift right now, it's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're going to be going away for a few minutes to take a look at the news, and then we'll be back with our guest, Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Again, if you haven't given, do it right now. WPR.org is the place to go, or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you very much. Great to have you along here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, having some fun talking with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Got a great phone call on the line from Brett and en route to Plover, and we'll get to Brett in just a minute here. But first, I just want to mention a couple of words about our member drive. Rob Ferret's with me, and we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your listening.
Listener support makes up the biggest piece of the funding for the programs that you count on, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
The elimination of federal funding last year really changed public media and WPR. It means we're charting a kind of a new future, and we're kind of excited about it in many ways, powered more than ever by you. So let's keep WPR strong together. Join us or increase your support today with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, funding for public media has been in the news recently, and we want you to know that while all funding is important, voluntary listener contributions make up the largest and most reliable source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that means your support is vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know how important you are, make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Take advantage of our dollar-for-dollar match in effect through the day. Hey, WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car, maybe your home and your car, or a bookmark on your computer or an app on your phone. You listen to WPR a lot. Help pay for this station, the service that you enjoy so much. Become a member today.
Make the switch from somebody who listens to somebody who listens and contributes. You can start with your gift, $10, $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I've listened all over the country, you know, traveling, you try to find the public stations. What we have here is so wonderful, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. And it is, for many people, I think it's, they can't get out, but they can find out what's going on by turning on the radio. I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education and information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
Give it WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 for your contribution during our drive. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift could be $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose has an important impact.
You might be thinking, Rob, Larry, this all sounds great, but I'm busy. I don't have time for, you know, this kind of rigmarole of giving to WPR. Well, here's the thing, though. It takes just a few minutes to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's what you do. You get online or you call. You tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
I did it yesterday. It's quick and easy.
It really is fast. Yeah,
it's fast. And your gift really helps, too, by the way. So take a couple of minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hey, what do you spend $10 on? Could it be cafe treats, books, games, apps on your phone, all stuff that makes your day a little bit better? Well, that's like Wisconsin Public Radio. And with a gift of $10 per month, you can make a difference for the public service you rely on.
And you'll be joining a community of tens of thousands of people who give what they can for the programs they value. Join in now. Give $10 a month or whatever amount that's right for you. Every gift powerful at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
The great thing is we don't count on any one person or 10 people or 100 people to support WPR. It works when everybody joins in. To encourage you today, we have this dollar-for-dollar match up to $50,000. That's big. It's still in effect. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of Wisconsin Public Radio will go twice as far.
I like these dollar-for-dollar matches, and we're about halfway
roughly.
Roughly halfway there. And go ahead and ask for your WPR logo mug this drive. Support the programs you value and show off your love of WPR in a stylish mug
as well. I've got it here, Larry. Now, somebody earlier today walked off with the mug after co-hosting Wisconsin Today. I'm not going to name names. It wasn't Kate Archer Kent. Oh, I guess that just leaves me.
That just leaves you.
It's a fine mug. I brought it back. It is here for us to look at, and you can have yours. How do they get a mug, Larry?
Well, you can see it's $12 a month, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And you can get that logo mug at WPR.org or phoning 888-202-2552. And Joan in LaPointe says, I'm an artist, and public radio is great company while I work.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Join in with your gift. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we're going to turn our attention back to Mike Bino. And I want to get to Brett, who's en route to Plover, Wisconsin. He's been on a while. He might be there by this time. Brett, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Larry, and I'm sorry you weren't there for the Badgers last night, but they could have used you. But also glad I would donate, but I'm driving, and I don't want to, I'm trying to go hands-free here. But the two-part question, one is, Mike, have you done anything recently on the Little White Schoolhouse in Ripon? I'm driving to Plover to invite the vice president to come visit that. And as you know, that's where the Republican Party was started in 1854, I think. Do you have any stories on that in the magazine?
And then you had one other question, too, or comment.
The follow-up is, Larry, how do we get your mug on YouTube telling some of these great Wisconsin stories? I know you lost your mug there, but I think if we're going to take these stories and reach out to the younger kids, they have that new thing called the YouTube, and we need to get some of these stories told there. I did a movie on the Birkebeiner that 7 minutes, but it just tells the basic story, basic slideshow. But I think we need to get these out so younger people on social media and all the way to school can hear some of these great Wisconsin stories. So.
Yeah. Brett, thanks a lot for calling. And Mike, I think it's a great idea. Of course, great ideas require a little bit of work, but wouldn't it be fun if you could put some of these Our Wisconsin Stories on YouTube?
It would be, and that's we got a pretty small staff here.
Me, myself, and I, kind of thing,
That kind of thing, yeah. In fact, there's still down in the basement when we launch this thing, right next to the power vented water heater, is a desk, and you can see footprints from my moccasins in the concrete, literally. Anyway, that is a good idea, and. Well, I think we should look into that. Now, on the Little White Schoolhouse, I've heard that Wisconsin is the birthplace of the Republican Party, and I know that the history is here. We haven't done a history story on that, but one story that I believe we had it in a short memory. Somebody wrote in and they said when they were a kid in Ripon, they looked in the alley and here's an elephant. It's like a real live elephant in the alley in Ripon. What's this thing doing in Ripon? Well, there was some kind of political rally or something like that. I think this goes back to the 50s. And the elephant got away. I don't know if they rented it from Baraboo for a while or something, but we had a short memory about the escaped elephant. Anyway, thank you for that, for the tip. We do some history stories here, and we have we have run some stories, developed some stories based on the listeners who call us in here to the Larry Mueller mm-hmm. Show. So thanks for that, and thanks for your reminder.
Appreciate it very much. Well, in this issue, the February, March issue, you have a kind of a cool story about a Buddy Holly photo, and this was a photo taken of the rocker Buddy Holly in Green Bay, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And this this story is something that really really resonates with me. I mean, Buddy Holly had a recording career of about a year and a half, literally, and the reach he had in music is well beyond that. Of course, the reason this resonates with me is one. In our first year, we did a story. We ran a story by Michael B., who's in the Madison area. He's a fine writer, and he did a piece about the famous Winter Dance Party, the infamous Winter Dance Party of 1959 that Buddy Holly was part of. And as the story goes, Buddy was famous, but he was about dead broke at this time. And so he had his band, the Crickets, and they had made a swing through Wisconsin in 58. 59, he was doing a winter, sort of an all-star review without the Crickets. And they went on this tour in the upper Midwest in the dead of winter, in the most brutal minus temperatures you could have. And he had along with him a review of the Big Bopper and Richie Valens and Dion, and playing bass in the band was Waylon Jennings, all these Texas and California guys on tour in the upper Midwest in rickety school buses with some very, very poor planning, where they would cross an entire state in a day, do a gig, then turn around and drive back across the state. it was not put together well. So what happened was, this photo you're talking about, Michael did a story for us in 2014, and I was looking for some pictures to go with Michael's story about this, and it led me to the Riverside Ballroom in Green Bay, where Buddy Holly, this tour, made their second last gig. Of course, they famously, the tour ended in Clear Lake, Iowa, the next night after the plane crash that took Buddy Holly's life and also the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, the pilot, four of them, in a farm field. So it ended abruptly. But I got to the Riverside Ballroom, and they hosted a show of, you know, February 1st, 1959. It was packed to the gills. And the owner at the time, Ken Tedford, reached up to his bulletin board. He was talking with me about it. And he pulls down a snapshot, and he says, "This is the last known photo taken of Buddy Holly." And that was true for about 60 years. Finally, some pictures from Clear Lake, Iowa, I think in 2016, surfaced. But he's handing me this, and this ought to be in a museum somewhere, buddy, you know? So we tried to find the photographer, some guy at a Wausau, is all Ken Tedford knew, and we had a name, and we're looking, and we're calling, and we're digging, and we're trying to get permission to run this wonderful photo up close of Buddy just before he left to go on his way. And finally, we got a print deadline coming up. We got to do something. So I made an executive decision, run it, go with it, because hopefully the owner of the picture will step forward and come to us and tell us the story behind it, you know. And it took 11 years. It took 11 years. And finally, a reader named Lori Madi Speckard of Rothschild calls the office here and gets a hold of Wendy just outside my office. And she said, "What? We could credit your father." And what's that all about? And I call this person back. And the photographer's daughter stepped forward. And she said, my dad took that picture, and I have some other pictures. Could we please mention that he took these? Yeah, we can. Where have you been? You know? And so she had a wonderful story to tell. She shared a few more pictures, and as the story goes, her dad, Larry Motti of Wausau, in his late teens, played in a band called the Runabouts, and they had, in central Wisconsin, he played sax. Rob, he played sax. Larry Motti played sax in a band called the Runabouts, and they backed Buddy Holly and the Crickets that summer before in 58. This was in Wausau and in Rhinelander, okay? And they had identical twins, two beautiful ladies. Joan and Judy Bender, they sang with them, and Larry and Judy ended up getting married in 1960, and that's where this lady, Lori, came from, who called us. Okay, so Ma and Pa to be were part of this band called the Runabouts, and they backed up Buddy Holly, and then in wintertime, they weren't backing them, but they went to see the show in Green Bay. Buddy and Dion and all, you know, Buddy remembered them, brought them, and in those days, you could just mingle with yeah. rock stars.
Yeah.
You got a break coming up, Larry?
I do.
Okay, take it, and then we'll finish it when you come back.
We can do that. Oh, and I tell you what, the conclusion of this story is a dandy, and you're not going to want to miss it. We're in our member drive, and Rob Ferret patiently awaiting his chance to talk with you about the source of funding for WPR programs. A lot of it comes from listeners just like you, and this is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, your gift during this winter member drive is super important because it directly supports your daily listening. The trustworthy reporting, the thought-provoking conversations you come here for, they're available thanks to you. Choose an amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're going to hear the end of the Buddy Holly picture story, which is a dandy ending to it. I think shows like this are just fun to listen to, and I think my life's enriched by it, and I hope yours is as well. And we're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
A great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right for your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount is right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
As a thank you for your donation, we have a special gift for you this drive. It's a mug featuring WPR's logo that is soon to be your favorite.
So the mug is a ceramic mug.
Logo on both sides.
It's got some speckles on it.
It has a orange rim.
I like the big handle on it.
I feel like I want to share it with the people I love in my life.
I would always have it filled with a hot beverage.
Coffee every day. Lots of coffee.
Hot chocolate.
My hot tea in the afternoon.
Ask for your WPR logo mug when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Rob Ferret, and your support makes all the difference here and helps all the shows, the news, the conversation, the entertainment you enjoy on WPR. Makes it all possible. And your gift, 10, 20 bucks a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Maybe you closed out 2025 with a donation or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much. Consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thanks for your extra support for the programs you count on every day.
And ask for that logo mug when you give $12 a month or more. You know what? I'm going to make a video In fact, I'm going to do it right after this show. We're going to make a video, and we're going to put it up on our social media.
So people can see the mug in action.
Yeah, so they can. Yeah, they don't need to see me. Maybe I'll hold the mug right in front of my face or something. But we'll do that, and it'll be up on social media within a very short time. I can say that when I'm done, I will be doing it at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, why don't you go ahead and contribute? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Get your own mug, and you can make your own videos, too, along the way. And remember, we've got that dollar-for-dollar match still going on, up to $50,000 today.
And Sandra in Beloit had a nice comment.
Sandra says, I'm donating to say thank you and happy retirement in June to Larry Mueller. WPR has been my constant companion over the 56 years we've lived in Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Sandra. I haven't officially signed off on Larry's retirement yet. Larry, I'll get back to you on that application, see if we can actually let you go. But thank you so much, Sandra, for your support of Larry and WPR. Now you can join Sandra in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Tell them how, Larry.
Well, all you have to do is go to WPR.org, or you go ahead and phone 888-202-2552. Please go ahead and make your gift right now. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you with us as we talk with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. We were talking about the Buddy Holly photo, and a caller called in, Mike, and wanted to make a correction. The name of the photographer of Buddy Holly was Larry Maddie, and he married Joan, not Judy. That's what the story in the mag says. Mike may have misspoke.
Well, they are identical twins, so, you know, easy to get mixed up. Thank you for that. As long as we had it right in print, that's fine. And thank you for catching me on that one. I often need help. Before the break, we were talking about the photos, series of photos that Larry took at the Winter Dance Party show February 1, 1959 in Green Bay. And they gained access because in those days you could just circulate among the talent. They didn't have backstage passes and security and all that like they do now, with good reason. But so he took a lot of photos. And his daughter, Lori, through the years, said she didn't really hear much from her mom and dad about their couple of years when they were teenagers in this band. She was vaguely aware of the Buddy Holly pictures because her dad was an amateur photographer, and he was shooting a lot of color slides back in the 50s. Little bit rare. And he was shooting those photos, and he had carousels full of his shots. And every once in a while, at a family gathering, he'd pull them out and dust them off and run a little show. And she said she could lean back and kind of smell that lamp and hear the clack of the carousel going around. She'd see the Buddy Holly pictures coming, and yeah, okay. Didn't think very much of it because she was, you know, they were into high school and just living their lives. And sharing.
Sure.
Okay. So over time, people knew that he had these pictures and started asking about them. Could he share some? Could he share some prints? And he didn't want to be disrespectful to the family of the musicians who had died, families. And finally, he selected 12 of them, wrote some captions, and he sent full sets to each one of the families, Buddy Holly's wife, Maria Elena, and to Richie Valens and the Big Boppers families. And all of them said it's okay with them for him to reproduce these and maybe get a few nickels for his trouble for doing it all and shipping them around. They were happy to have the pictures. But the kicker at the end is that in 1979, 20 years after that crash, Lori said that Maria Elena, Buddy Holly's widowed wife, called her father in Wausau and thanked him deeply for the pictures. And she said, I gave, before Buddy went on that tour, I gave him a couple of ascots, and until I saw the pictures taken in Green Bay, I never knew if he had worn them.
Boy, that's something else, isn't it?
And that's the kind of stuff you run into from people around Wisconsin that have these stories just sort of tucked away, maybe don't share them much. We feel fortunate here to be able to do some of that for them.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, another story, Dave Zweifel, who I have read his work for forever. In fact, he's been writing longer than I've been on the air. He's got over 60 years. And it was such a treat to see his story in the Our Wisconsin magazine about how he got started.
Did you know about his newspaper from when he was a young teenager, a kid?
I did not, and it was great to hear, to read about.
Dave Zweifel was the editor of the Cap Times for many, many years. He's still involved, 63 years worth. He's the editor emeritus, but he was good enough to share this story. I had heard parts of it before, and through a friend asked him if he'd share it. And like a pro, he came in right on 700 words exactly. Bingo, you know. And it was wonderful. But he got his start, okay, on a farm in New Glarus, where he launched a newspaper called the Star Banner. I'm taking a look at a picture of it right now. They were a little faded. We couldn't really use them to reproduce in the magazine today, but it's called under the flag, the Star Banner. He's got New Glarus's most interesting newspaper.
And he was what, 16 or something?
Oh yeah, it was younger. It says read in over 176 homes throughout the USA. Price 5 cents. Phone 319R lowercase r 9. Volume 5, number 32. And he drew the comics. Okay, he's got a pink page. The Cap Times used to have a green page, and he put the whole thing together. He's got movie reviews. He's got political commentary. He's about 15. And he sent a copy of it. He was modeling himself after the famous, a little bit crusty, tough news publisher, William Evue, who was on the radio. And Dave went ahead and made these papers and sent them to Mr. Evue at the Capital Times, who was so taken by this rough, tough newspaper man, age 15, he sent a reporter to do a story and invited him over. And he said, what are you going to do with the rest of your life, son, when he's about six? I'm going to go to journalism school, be a newsman. He said, well, he wasn't all that pumped about the need to go to J school. Sorry, Larry, you're a J school professor. And he said, well, you come see me and maybe we'll have a job for you. 6 years later, he graduates, 1962. What does he do? He goes to Madison looking for the guy who kind of sort of promised him a job. And he went to the Capitol Square and walked five times around. The newspaper was next block over. Walked five on Carroll Street. Walked around. Went to the newspaper and said, "Is Mr. Evue here?" Sorry, he went home. He found his house. He went and found his house. Knocked on the door. William Evue's sister was living there at the time. She answered and said, "Oh, I'll get him." So he goes and gets the guy, who does not really remember this, but he said, well, if I told you there'd be a job, okay, report next day after graduation. Go to the second floor at 7:30 in the morning. So he had the guts to do this, and 63 years later, he's still involved. Now, I'm going to tell I'll keep it short, the even better part of the story he didn't put in this. And it was when Dave went to the newsroom to report for duty, he stepped into a world he'd never seen or experienced. I mean, probably 100 people in there. There's people running around everywhere. There's people typing at typewriters, on the phone, interviewing.
Smoking cigarettes, probably.
Here you go. And he said, the first thing I... Have you heard this story?
No.
He said, the first thing I noticed was everybody in there was smoking.
Oh.
So in order to fit in, I figured I'd better take up smoking. So at noon, he leaves the newsroom. He walks downtown to a certain drugstore off the Capitol Square. You can guess which one that might have been in Madison. He steps up to the lunch counter, buys a pack of Kents. Goes back up to the newsroom and opens the door with the blue haze, and he steps in, lights up a cigarette, and he says to the guy who is his supervisor, lights a cigarette, and he says, where's the ashtray? He says, you're standing in it, kid.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that story, it meant a lot to me because I've read Dave Zwiefel my whole life, and it was fun. And Evue, I remember listening to Bill Evue, William Evue, on the radio because my dad and my grandpa would turn it on. We were on the farm when I was a kid, and you heard that. Hello, Wisconsin, and in a deep voice, and you knew whatever was coming out of his mouth was probably the truth.
probably, and you were listening on the farm when? Where, Lake Mills, or where were you?
Just a Cottage Grove, just outside of Madison.
Okay, and down in New Glarus, farm boy Dave Zwiefel was listening as well. That's where this came from. I'll tell you. Dave, I asked him to do the story. He didn't know me, nor I him, but I asked him to do the story. He said, okay. And he said, and don't send me any money for this work. He said, Incon Paper Publications are having trouble right now. And I said, how about a pecan pie? And he said, I'll take that. So he took a pecan pie from the Amish diarist in Cecil as pay for his work, and it's really pro work. I just wish could have printed some of his little newspapers, but they just didn't quite hold up after 50 years, 70 years.
Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, with another great story that you're going to find in the latest issue, the February-March issue of Our Wisconsin Magazine. It's always great to talk with him, and of course we're going to continue to talk with him as we move along. But Rob Ferret came rushing into the studio breathless to say, we still need to do some more pledging here during our winter member drive, so I think we need to do that because we're here to raise the money that pays for the programs like this one that you enjoy. And I hope you'll support us with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Help us create the next generation of public media together. It's been a challenging time for all stations, including Wisconsin Public Radio, but we can keep WPR strong together. That's why your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In a single month, there are hundreds of discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio. I said the other day, I've done about 30,000 interviews. Just myself. And I tell you what, there are many, many, many more coming from everyone else here at the station. And a lot to learn. So many interesting people to meet and topics to discover. And when you support WPR with a donation, you make all those conversations possible. Take that simple, powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Sometimes you actually get more than you pay for. WPR is one place where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
You can't buy much for $2, but at WPR, $2 a day makes a lot of the programming, the news, the information, the music possible. $2 a day, that's $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable. But nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you, John. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Rob Ferret. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
If you've never given to WPR before, here's what to expect. It's a short process, takes just a few minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name and address, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay it.
And that's about it. Make your first donation to WPR. You'll feel good about it because listener support is such a big part of what makes WPR happen. Many first-time donors give $10 a month or $120. They maybe just send a check for $120. That amount is totally up to you. But do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
These drives work best when as many people as possible join in. Well, here's a little extra encouragement to join in today. We have a $50,000 match that's dollar for dollar still in effect provided by current listeners. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
And ask for that WPR logo mug this drive. Support the programs you enjoy and value and show your love for WPR in a stylish mug. Ask for your mug while supplies last at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Then you'll provide reliable support for the programs you love.
Like Michelle in Greenleaf, who says WPR shares thoughtful programming and educational topics. Join in with your gift. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Support for WPR comes from Spirit of the Wilderness Outfitters in Ely, Minnesota. BWCA entry permit reservations open January 28th at 9. Details are at elycanoetrips.com.
Tomorrow on the show, Diana Alfuth, retired UW Extension horticulture educator for Pierce County, is our guest on Garden Talk. Looking forward to talking with Diana tomorrow. But right now, having fun visiting with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And if you want to join in, the number is 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. You know, Mike, when I saw the story on the Master Lock ad, I immediately thought of that ad for Master Lock. It's still clear in my head.
Yes, it really is. And I was astonished at how few times that ad was shown on TV. As we know in the advertising world, repetition breeds retention. That's why over and over and over again on television, you get the same ad drilled at you. And people say, well, I've seen that before. Well, they're trying to burn it into your brain like a brand. And the branding that went on here with this Master Lock ad you're describing is legendary. So, of course, what we're talking about here is 1974 and Master Lock, which is a Wisconsin company. Harry Soreff founded it in Milwaukee in the 1920s, 21. He was a friend of Harry Houdini's, by the way. It founded it in Milwaukee, and he found a new way to create a padlock, and a very strong one. And Ed Allison, Ed Allen, of Sun City, Arizona, worked many years in Milwaukee in advertising and promotion for Master Lock. Early on in his career, he was there, and he remembered them showing an ad that was very short-lived where somebody took a 44 Magnum handgun, the Dirty Harry handgun, and would shoot a lock, Master Lock, and it would hold. It would keep it stayed in one piece, and it protected the contents it was assigned to. But then they found out people were replicating this. Cowboys, I'll try it, and that's rather dangerous at short range. So they pulled that ad because they didn't want someone to lose their eyesight. But the idea held. Ed remembered that every cowboy movie he ever saw, the bad guys would rob the stage or rob the train. They'd shoot the strong box. They'd shoot the lock off. Or they'd make a jailbreak. They'd shoot the lock off. Okay? Generations of people saw that happening. So this shot lock kind of stuck in people's minds.
And it would happen during, I think the first time was during the Super Bowl.
They
showed it.
They ran it, so what they decided to do was bring the idea back, but shoot it on a safe shooting range at 40 yards, and they hired a marksman. And they hung this lock, and they shot it in slow motion. It was the 1974 Super Bowl, and this lock kind of jumps up off the hasp almost and falls back down. It's on with a target as a background with a bullet hole in the middle of it, and somebody comes up, grabs the lock, gives it a couple tugs, secure. Okay.
They ran
it once. It took $300,000 in 74, which is their entire advertising budget, that one showing. But it got people talking. Reporters are going out, and they're double-checking and shooting locks. There's articles getting run under. So they've got Tough Under Fire as the little logo Ed Allen came up with. And they ran it a second time, and that was about it. But it stuck so firmly in people's mind that to this day, Tough Under Fire is on every Master Lock package, and people remember this. And it's this commercial has been lauded as like a masterclass in demonstration advertising. Short, 30 seconds, to the point. 50 years later, it's still remembered.
Yeah, it was burned in my memory, that's when I saw it, was at the Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure of that because it didn't air very much. And it's a pretty cool story.
And it's in slow motion in your mind yet,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We got an email from Mike, by the way, just here in passing. He was a farm kid. He, too, was a farm kid who used to listen to William Avew in the barn while doing chores. And he remembers how he signed off each episode on the radio. And he gives it, and I'm sure he's right. I remember it as well. Let the people have the truth and the freedom to discuss it, and all will go well. And he said that every time at the end.
Spoken like a true journalist.
Well, I tell you what, we've starting to run out of time, but the Crawford County, I did want to mention the magazine's roving managing editor took in Crawford County, the Apple Orchard, and Gay's Mills, among the Log Cabin Heritage Park. Lots of good things in that story. It's a long story with lots of good pictures.
It is, and you're talking about Julie Gilkey, who's our managing editor. She worked many years in the newsroom at the Appleton Post-Crescent. I just said it the wrong way. That's the old way of saying it, the Post-Crescent. But we decided to turn her loose, and most of the magazine is stories generated from the readers themselves who send them in. But, we fill in a little bit with some professional photography, and also we send her to some of the counties that maybe don't get all that much press. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. knows about the Door County and the Dells, and she does these little travelogues, and people are loving this because what they do is they'll mark all these pages, and they'll file these and hang on to them, and then they use them for road trips. But, you know, Linksville and Ferryville, Bald Eagles. I mean, that's coming up right now. On March 21st is Bald Eagle Day in Ferryville. Get out there and see them. The gorgeous view, the apple capital of the of Wisconsin, Gays Mills, gorgeous valley view, and the number of apples and orchards up there are just astonishing. And varieties, the different heirloom varieties you can find, and there's so much pretty in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
we really need to run stories like this.
Yeah. And it's always such a great pleasure talking with you. And our Wisconsin magazine, you can find it. I found it. You can find it in the grocery store. You have subscribed to it is probably the best way to do it.
Yep. Can I give a number?
Yeah, go ahead.
877-717-8925.
877. Go. What's the rest of it?
717-8925.
925-877-717-5-8925.
Yeah, and if we're not, we'll save another story a story about the short snorters for next time, Larry. But in the meantime, there's another club. In the meantime, I just want to ask if you're a turtle.
That's another story for another time as well. Thanks, Mike. Mike Vito, our guest today. It's always great to have him with us. We have so much fun. Another guy I have fun with is Rob Ferret, because he's full of laughter and joy and saxophone music and all kinds of things with us.
I never played saxophone before, obviously, given the timing, a Buddy Holly set or anybody of that magnitude, I got to say. I'm like the one person in the story.
Well, I liked you in the Atwood Avenue parade.
Oh, that's right. You saw me there. Yeah,
I saw you in the parade, and you looked magnificent out there. Well, you'll look magnificent, too, when you contribute to WPR. Go to make your contribution right now. We're coming up at the end of the story. It's still time to get 2-for-1
that's right.
On your dollars. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
That's right. We've got that dollar-for-dollar match all day, still in effect, up to $50,000. Thank you so much if you've already given. If not, there's no time like the present to fund the independent journalism and the great conversations you count on from Wisconsin Public Radio. You choose the amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I should have mentioned, for our Wisconsin magazine, I always have so much fun talking with Mike Bino. If you just type in our Wisconsin magazine, you're going to find ways to sign up for the magazine if you haven't done so already. A lot of people have signed up to our Wisconsin magazine as a result of listening to Mike Bino on the show. And, I think it's one of the things that I enjoy about Wisconsin. A magazine like that is a lot of fun. And I think Wisconsin Public Radio can be a lot of fun, too. And we're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Make an ongoing gift of $15 or $20 a month, whatever amount is right for you. Set it up on your credit or your debit card or right from your bank account. It's what we call a sustaining gift. And the beauty is you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
It will be consistent as your WPR listening is, month after month, year after year. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Kathy Ross, and I live in Whitewater. WPR basically accounts for so much of what I know about Wisconsin. Politics, geography, people, interesting places to go. Subscribing to the daily email is a routine part of my life. I know before I go to bed at night, I'm going to look at that email and see things I really need to try and focus on. And then I've recently gotten to the podcast world, and it is wonderful to be able to, oops, I missed that, and now I can find it out here, and it's great.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
Give at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Rob Ferret, asking for your support during our member drive.
couple great reasons to give now. We've got the WPR mug. This is a new one this drive, yours for $12 a month or more. And we have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect, up to $50,000 today. We want to reach that goal by the end of the day. You could bring us closer, and your gift goes twice as far at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And whoa, we made some huge gains this hour. $34,524 in the door.
Wow.
That means we earned a lot of money for the station this last hour. So 15,000 left to go. You can still double your contribution if you give right now, and do it not only for that, but because you enjoy the programming that we have here on WPR. We really have a lot of fun putting it on. It's work, but it's also a lot of fun. And your gift is really, really important. If you haven't given yet, do it now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. I'm Larry Mueller with Rob Ferret. Thanks again for listening, and please contribute right now.